David Deese is the Executive Secretary for the Wisconsin Educational Approval Board, or EAB. It does many things, including evaluating and approving new post-secondary programs and institutions. Deese has kept up with the U.S. Education Department's proposal to more tightly regulate how for-profit colleges operate and use their federal dollars, but he's concerned that eventually it'll fall to his agency to be a watchdog.
We've primarily been asked to perform a consumer protection function. Unfortunately, many agencies, the EAB included, have not grown with the growth from the for-profit sector. You know, the for-profit sector has increased immensely over the last decade and a half, but states really haven't met that growth, and so we're really kind of outgunned.
Dee says regulating for-profits isn't a routine thing for the EAB here or in other states. Even so, budgets and staffing crunches make it hard to do anything more than what's already being done.
We've been asking for additional resources for the last three biennia. We lack any legal counsel position that can deal with the day-to-day issues that arise when we're performing this regulatory function. We are understaffed. Our staffing hasn't changed in the past 10 years, yet we're overseeing 50% more schools.
Dee says he'd like the U.S. Department of Education to work closer with states to try to find ways states can address shortages of money and staff. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.